709 WRKU 327 Mobile.
Hey there, 327 Mobile, 709. You're coming in clear. How are you doing, Wes?
Yeah, I hear a little bit of snap, crackling, pop, a little bit of mobile noise coming back from the repeater on Lower River Road here, about 7 or 8 miles out. Anyway, good to hear your voice. You sound healthy and happy.
Yeah, feeling pretty chipper. My life's doing better, and I got a new toy to play with, and yeah, life's good. So, looking forward to getting that going in a few minutes.
That's cool. Thanks for doing that. You are among the skilled net control operators. We have a pretty good handful of those. We're very blessed with skilled net control operator. So anyway, appreciate you doing it. And there's a trying to navigate this beautiful windy road. So I'll get off the radio and pay attention to what I'm doing. WRKU 327 Mobile, listening out.
327. Hey, thanks, Wes. It's always a good thing to hear you as well. I don't get on the radio as much as I should. But anyway, yeah, keep the Riverside down, to use that old phrase. And I'll be talking to you a little bit later. WRUA 709.
Missed you today, Wes. 385.
Yeah, hi, Ivy. I intended to go. But I was afraid I'd buy everything when I got up there. And I had a couple things come up that were, you know, like instead of spending money, I actually made money. So I opted to make money instead of spend money. How's that, right? So, yeah, I'm sorry I missed out. Even if I somehow steeled myself against spending money, I should have showed up just to do some glad handing and saying hi to the guys and gals. So, my bad, I missed you guys too. Back to you.
Yeah, it was good. We had a really good turnout today. You know, I didn't make a huge amount of money, but I sure got to visit with people I hadn't seen in forever.
Yeah, that would have been one of the social events that, you know, it's a perfect time for it. And, because I can't make the Tuesday night ones, darn it. Or normally I can't, anyways. But, and you know, if I would have been there, I'd have probably had a pocket full of Benjamins, and there would have been one of your HF rigs in my possession.
Well, I still got both of them. They didn't sell today. I donated the club all of my bout banks, so they'll have fun stuff to do. At least that was cool. And like I said, there was a lot of vendors there, and it was cool. Jim gave away a whole bunch of stuff. That was crazy.
Yeah, yeah, doggone it, yeah. I missed out. Oh, well. We do that about every 6 months, do we not?
Yep. Yeah, and we got a park yard sale out here next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or Friday and Saturday, something like that. So I'll have stuff out again in case you want to ride around and look at them.
Field Day is coming up. There's another social event that's even more social, potentially. Isn't that typically like the last weekend in June or something like that?
I'm not sure. I think so. Something like that. Oh, by the way, I've got a bass, a guitar, and an amp that are going to be in the yard sale.
Yeah, I already got rid of all that stuff. I consigned all that stuff away. I'm actually thinking about offing a few instruments. I've been getting kind of choosy. So the lesser ones need to go. Going for the high end stuff, right? If possible. If it's not too dear. I don't want anything that's got collector value that's thousands of dollars. I want something I could actually beat up and play a little bit, you know.